Stop 4, York Museum Gardens. Alongside York's literary history, the city has also inspired contemporary works of historical fiction, perhaps most notably as the site of Matthew Shardlake's adventures in C.J. Sansom's Sovereign, the third book in his Shardlake series. Sansom drew on the city's history as a hotbed for rebellion and resistance, as he sets his book in 1541 as Henry VIII embarks on an elaborate progress to the north to reassert control over the region after the Pilgrimage of Grace began in 1536. The Pilgrimage of Grace was the most serious revolt of the Tudor period, protesting Henry VIII's break from Rome, the dissolution of the monasteries, and the policies of Henry's chief advisor, Thomas Cromwell. The severity and strength of the movement is perhaps best illustrated by the city of York opening its gates to the rebels. Sansom explores the extent of royal authority and the theme of religious rebellion that runs through most of England's political history. Sansom's protagonist travels across York, a city of walls and gates, with narrow streets filled with merchants. But despite the preservation of many of York's historic monuments, much of the story is centred around St. Mary's Abbey, which now lies in ruins in the museum gardens. Sansom imagines an abbey with a spire almost rivaling the Minster in height, but also reflects on the site in a moment of transition, and as outbuildings are demolished in the dissolution, and the estate, including King's Manor, which had previously been the manor house for the abbot, is readied for the king's arrival. Sansom writes, "Directly ahead was a large manor house that must once have been the abbot's residence. It was splendid even by the standards the abbots of the large monasteries allowed themselves. A three-story building in red brick with high narrow chimneys. Beds of small white roses lined the walls. There had once been a lawn too, but it had been turned to muddy earth by the passage of innumerable feet and cartwheels. Some men were excavating what turf was left, replacing it with flagstones, while a little way off others were digging up what must have been the monk's graveyard, hauling up the gravestones and manhandling them onto carts. Above the main door of the manor, the royal arms had been hung on a large shield." Sansom captures the sense of the upheaval at the time, as some of the wealthiest and most powerful institutions in the realm are physically dismantled. Standing in the ruins of the abbey, you may be able to get an appreciation for the magnitude of this change. Sansom's novel and its depiction of York at a revolutionary time was also celebrated in 2023 with a community performance at King's Manor run by the York Theatre Royal. This performance immediately connected itself to the modern-day city as well as its history through an ingenious introduction in which, on Henry VIII's arrival, he interrupts and puts a stop to the performance of York's mystery plays. Sansom's story still feels relevant in York today, where tensions between visitors and locals, as well as history and modernity, are still at play. From here, please retrace your steps down St. Leonard's Place, back towards the city centre. Continue straight onto Blake Street and take a left onto Stonegate, where you can begin your next stop.